Hello, dear listeners. I hope you hear me loud and clear. I'm home alone for a little bit, so I feel once again comfortable enough to record one, two, or three episodes, depending on how much is on my mind right now. You know, I have been applying for different jobs now because my current employer is once again making it very difficult for me to get to work in the future. So I've been on the grind, you know, looking at job listings with a very healthy dose of help from my fiance. You know, I don't know where I would be without her. Like, she's my rock. But anyway, I have a few positions that I applied for, and now the waiting game starts. But as I was looking at different jobs, I noticed two things. One, it's quite difficult to find a job that I personally would like without having the need of a diploma, which, I mean, I do have some diplomas, but not for the fields that I want to work in. And the jobs that don't require any previous experience are mostly the type of job that would probably suck the soul right out of me, and not in a good way. So yeah, it has been a bit of a challenge to find a job that would speak to me. But I found some, and I applied, and again, now it's just a waiting game. But you know, I also noticed something else while looking up new jobs. It's mainly the reason why I started recording this particular episode, and it's that my experiences in the past are preventing me from taking on new opportunities. Because if you're new here, you don't know, in the past I have tried tried out multiple jobs or multiple educations, so to speak. Like, there was a time where I was supposed to become a journalist, but then I flunked out in the first year of college and I dropped out. Then I tried to be an English teacher, which went well for the first 2 years, and then in year three, COVID happened, and also my motivations and my anxieties took over, my motivation dropped and my anxiety skyrocketed, so after 4 hard years, I didn't get my diploma, and I flunked out there as well. And then I tried to make it as a caretaker for the elderly and the disabled elderly. And that didn't work out either. Like, I worked there for a year, but I wasn't able to start yet education in time, so I had to leave. I made the choice to leave to spare myself from more disappointment. And then I found my way back to my current employer, which I already worked for 2 years ago. My experiences there were quite nice. The only reason I left was because the company made it difficult for me to get to work. And, while I was away, they fixed that issue. So when I came back, I could just work there without much worry. But you know, now they have reversed the choices they made, which would have kept me there. So now I'm looking for another job again, and it pains me that there are so many opportunities around me, so many places I could start and just do something that would improve myself, and I just don't dare to do it because of my anxieties and my past experiences. But I guess if you want to work on yourself, you got to start somewhere, and it's okay to take small steps. You know, whenever I start recording and make a new episode, I never expect to go anywhere, but for this particular episode, I just feel as if I'm talking in circles. But again, as I probably have said sometime earlier during my podcast career, I'm not necessarily doing this to give you a product that is polished or focused or anything of that nature. You know, this podcast has morphed a bit over the years. I mean, at first I really wanted it to be something polished, something with a structure, something that you would tune into every week to hear something coherent, but you have become a friend of mine, in a way. A listening ear that I can talk to whenever I feel I don't really have anybody else to talk to. I mean, I do. I have plenty of people I can talk about my feelings. I have plenty of people who would listen to me if I just reached out to them, but you know, this feels a little easier, and perhaps the easier this gets, the easier it gets for me to talk to you, and then perhaps the easier it gets for me to talk to others. You know, I feel a little bit better again. I mean, technically speaking, nothing has changed about my current predicament, but with a little bit of faith, a little bit of hard work, and a little bit of help, I'll be all right. So yeah, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a good morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are. I'll hear you later. See ya.